The Absolute Philosopher. This is Dr. Herbert R. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. I really am very happy with all of the responses that I'm getting from people around the world, people whomever I speak to. It's really quite beautiful. I've been sharing the concept of looking in the mirror and seeing how wonderful you are, and enjoying looking at yourself. I've been sharing the concept of going around giving yourself the energy massage, you know, and just feel your body tingle all over with the energy massage. You just feel that every organ, action, function of your body is just vibrant and alive with energy, which is what you are. And I get responses back from everywhere on people who are doing this and how their life is completely changing, how their attitudes are changing, how their world is changing, how just because they like themselves, that everything else is falling into place. All of the circumstances that they're experiencing, all of the lifestyles that they have, all of the people that they meet, all of the places that they go, just happen to be more wonderful. They're more beautiful, they're more exciting, they're more desirable, and the people that you meet are more helpful. They're just all wanting to rush out and serve you. Could you imagine that you are a royal person or a wealthy person, same thing, and so you drive up to a classy hotel, and the doorman at the hotel rushes down to your car and opens the door for you and takes your hand as you step out of your car and walks you up to the front entrance, and two bellboys or other people are out there taking your luggage or whatever it is out of your car and bringing it into the hotel. You don't touch the stuff, you know. And you walk into the hotel, and as you walk into the hotel, the people behind the counter there look at you and say, "Well, Herb, how are you?" You know, and of course, if it's you, they'll say your name, but when it's me, it's me. I say, "I'm just fine." And they say, "The usual?" And I said, "Yes, of course." So they take me up to the penthouse, to the presidential suite or whatever it is they call it. And as they take me up there, they say, "Well, have you had a lovely day?" And I say, "Oh, it has been exciting, really exciting. Just flew in from Paris where I'd been enjoying this and that and the other thing." And they say, "Wow, you do get around. I've been reading about you in the newspaper. It seems everywhere you go, people change, the country changes, wars just seem to stop, and people look at peace and say, hey, that's what we want." And now, what would it take for you to be that kind of person? Well, you say money. No, attitude. If you have no money, just enough to afford a car, and you hire a beautiful rental car, beautiful limousine, you know, and you have the limousine take you to some posh hotel, and you have it pull up to the front door, and the doorman comes out and opens up your door, and the bellboys go get your luggage, which is good-looking luggage, and they take you into the hotel, and they say, perhaps they don't know your name, but your driver has been instructed to tell them what your name is. This is Herb. And so, "Well, Herb, it's good to see you. You know, may I call you Herb, your first name?" "Yeah, I don't know your last name." "No, may I call you Herb?" "Sure, sure, it's easy, it's fine." "And, oh, that's great, that's wonderful. Now, what suite is it that we have reserved for you?" "I don't think you've reserved a suite for me, because I wasn't sure which hotel I was going to stop at. I just happened to decide, coming here from Paris and the airport, I was going to stop here." "Oh, good. Great. Well, I would like your penthouse suite." "Okay, super." Brrr, up you go. "You can't afford that. You don't have any money for a penthouse suite." Well, when you start having the attitude of mind that that's where you belong, When you start having the attitude of mind that you live in a beautiful body, when you start having the attitude of mind that you live in a peaceful world, when you start having the attitude of mind that you give yourself the energy massage because you're worth it. You're worth the time that it takes to give an energy massage, and it's not that much time, but you're worth it. And then you just feel alive. And that energy that you feel alive with is that universal energy. That's the energy that touches everybody else's life. And so you're living in this fantastic penthouse suite in this fantastic hotel, maybe just up the street from your own house, you know. And you're just having a ball. You're just doing, and you're saying, well, you can't do that. This doesn't work out that way. And yet it does. It does. It works out that way. Now, Rex has just been given an energy pill, right? And he is running circles around the breakfast table here saying, I am Mr. Wonderful. I am Mr. Fantastic. And he looks it. He's just been to the coiffure's where he's had his hair done, and he looks just gorgeous. And he has his ears done even better this time. So that when he looks just like a young man who is very responsible and very wonderful. But you see, that's his attitude. And when he bounces around here like a young pup, you don't really realize that he's over 3 years old, going on four. I mean, and what is 3 7s of 21? Yeah, just a young man, my goodness sakes. What, full of spit and vinegar, right, Rex? Full of spit and vinegar. Wonderful. But you see, that's attitude. Attitude. Now, what kind of attitude do you have? A friend was visiting the other day, and Rex was with his back end toward him and waving his tail. And the friend said, my, that is a beautiful fan. That's a very wonderful fan. And of course it is. It is. And whatever you name it. Now you could say, that's irritating. That waving his tail in front of me is irritating. Well, then it's irritating. But if he says, oh, what a lovely breeze he whips up with that tail that he flaps along there. And it's true. It's true. And this is what it's all about. And do you know what Rex's middle name is? Play. Because everywhere he goes, he thinks that the world is designed for him to play with. I was sitting on the toilet. He brings me his big rope to play tug of war. And I said, Rex, I'm really doing something here. And he says, you're never too busy to do something with me. And so then I start getting my shoes on, and he brings me another toy. And he says, come on, let's play. And I said, Rex, I'm putting my shoes on. He says, tough, that can wait. He says, my games are more important. You see, he's number one, and he knows it. Now, am I angry at him for being number one, ever?
No.
No. Do I recognize in him myself? Yes. And is that what we can all do? You're as important as you think you are. And if you walk, do you think Pavarotti thought he was fat? No. He was a big man. And when you hug him, you have to have long arms to hug your way around. But the thing is, he never thought he was fat. He never thought he was anything except one of the most magnificent tenors in the world, one of the greatest singers in the world. And he didn't have to strain his voice. 70 years old, and his voice sounded just like it was when he was about 15 or 20, you know? A magic person. But all consciousness, and that's what we are, all consciousness. Do we want to sing our way through life with the youthful, dynamic voice of our youth and dynamics? You know, with a vital, dynamic voice, like we say youthful, right away we think of age, but vital is the same thing, and alive and active. So let's live the kind of life we want to live, starting right in our own mind, in our own heart. We see the world of peace. We see everyone happy and harmonious. We see life being fulfilled for us and for everyone. We see everything in life good and beautiful and very wonderful. And so it is. Now, watch your going to the penthouse apartment, because you got to have a good consciousness for that. But build with the little things. Build with the little things. Start building with the attitude of mind, and you got everything going. So, It's up to you what you want to be in life. It's up to me what I want to be in life. And what I am is, I am number one. I am fantastic. I am happy. Wherever I go, everyone's eager to see me. Wherever I go, everyone says, "Hi, Herb, how are you?" You know, and they don't know me from beans. But they know me because I know me. And I am a person who likes me, and I like everyone. I talked to a lady on the phone yesterday, and I said, she said, "Let's see now, Herbert, what is your last name?" And I said, "At Christmas time, you buy early. Buy early." "Oh, I like that," she said. "What a wonderful way to remember a name. Buy early at Christmas time. Buy early, buy early." Well, what a wonderful way to say it. And all she was doing was taking down some information on me for an appointment that I was making. And she made it sound like such a wonderful circus, a wonderful activity, all because I made it sound like a wonderful activity. All because my mother, when she was 74 or 73, said on the telephone to a friend, "You pronounce our name by early at Christmas time." And I thought, wow, you know, waited a long time for a way to say it, and there it is. And there it is. So you don't have to wait so long to be so happy and to be so joyous and to be so fulfilled. Accept it now. It's my gift to you, because that's the way I see myself, and that's the way I see you. I love you. I love you. I love you.